SBS Radio.
Kasama natin Renee and Glover at isa siya sa collaborators para sa tatlong set of lights for the Vivid Sydney. But first, as have her introduce herself, you are a graphic manager, graphic designer, but back in the Philippines, you're an architect.
Yeah, my background is architecture. So I'm from Cebu City and I studied architecture sa University of San Carlos. Pagkatapos, I worked at De Pasiano architecture firm for 5 years. And then I migrated here and yeah, my first job was at Conybeare Morrison as a graphic assistant. And then ngayon, I got promoted and naging graphic manager.
At hindi ka naulis doon?
Hindi na. So nagstay na ako doon sa Conybeare Morrison.
Before we talk about yung collaborations mo and your part of the Vivid Sydney, gaano kahirap for you to move to Australia from the Philippines? Naging madali ba?
Well, for me, I guess I was fortunate kasi yung process for me to get here was quick and easy. So parang wala akong dinaanan na, I mean, like other people na parang it took years. So sa akin, the opportunity was just there para to migrate. So I grabbed it and then ang masasabi ko lang na nag-struggle ako is finding a job. Kasi importante dito sa Australia na meron kang local experience. So kahit na gaano kahaba yung experience mo back in the Philippines, kung wala kang experience dito, parang maging mahirap din.
And now, for the first time in how many years? Eight years. Na nandito ko sa Sydney, you are one of collaborators for 3 sets of Vivid installations.
Yeah.
First, we'll talk about Harmony. It's a tree, a Filipino artist who is Rod Tan together with Lawrence Liang.
Yeah, yeah.
Kasama ka dito dahil katrabaho mo si Rod? Is that
Actually, Rod joined CM Plus, I think less than a year ago. But last year, I came up with the idea that we do like an internal parang competition to like for my colleagues to send in their Vivid ideas. Just internally, para kasi I feel like yung Vivid Sydney is a big festival, and it's also a good way for us to put on our thinking hat and then share our creativity to the rest of Australia. So last year we actually sent an installation, a tender, but we didn't get in. So this year, the same process happened sa office. Meron kaming internal na parang competition. And then, yeah, Rod's Harmony got in. And also, Jing Lee's Let It Snow got in. And also, Lawrence's, his own parang set of artists then collaborators. And yeah, we submitted all three. And then we didn't expect that all three will be chosen. So that's how we got three in this year's Vivid Sydney.
Sabi nila, when it rains, it pours.
Yeah. Yeah, we were very excited, but of course we hindi namin na anticipate yung hard work na kasama with all three installations getting in. Can I also add na when I was working with Rod for Harmony, one of the song lyrics that was na naisip namin was Francis M's Kaleidoscope World. I put that in our submission, yung lyrics niya na every color, every hue is represented by me and you.
Yeah.
So yun yung parang, at least I think parang one of the inspiration din ni Rod sa Harmony.
Is it part of the music of the Harmony, or what are the music included in the Harmony tree?
For Harmony, Rod collaborated with a local musician. He's the one working on the music right now that you can hear. So it's also a good way for him to collaborate with. It's Stir Van Cancel, the musician that Rod collaborated for Harmony.
Harmony Tree is located at the Royal Botanical Gardens, but can we talk about Nostalgia Vibe?
Yeah.
I think it's a set of lights that
suspended sa
overhead. Yeah, is overhead. It right? Parang pinapakita ang clouds.
Yeah, yeah. Nostalgia Above is about Lawrence, the main artist. It was in collaboration also with Beyond Blue, because I think here it's always a good idea to talk about mental health.
Yes.
Although minsan parang hindi
may masyado
na. Yeah, it's still taboo to talk about it. So it's Nostalgia Above is a set of lights that looks like clouds that is suspended overhead at Kendall Lane. It's about na parang nag-iiba yung lights niya to represent yung example sunny or cloudy na weather.
Pinapakita niya yung iba't ibang weather.
Yeah, that would
that
also
represent like, the moods of people.
And also it's also good to note that yung mga artists ng Nostalgia Above is all below 25 years old.
The youngest set of artists.
Yeah, yeah. So para ako lang yung
the ate.
The ate to them.
And Let It Snow is along or can be found at Hickson Road Reserve.
It is located at Hickson Road Reserve. Malapit siya sa, it's still at the rocks, but towards the end of the rocks.
At ito naman ay lights na parang falling snow.
Yeah, it represents, it's called Let It Snow. The artist, the main artist, Jing Lee, meron siyang sun. And because sa Australia, dito sa Sydney, walang snow.
You have to go to the mountains.
Yeah, yeah. She wants her son to at least, experience snow, like, through the through lights. So yun yung major inspiration niya behind Let It Snow.
Ang mga Filipino artists ay hindi na bago sa Vivid Sydney. Being Ignatius Jones as the creative director for the past years, gaano kahalaga para sa mga artists or designers na kagaya mo, kagaya ni Rod, na mapasama sa Vivid Sydney?
It's a very good experience and it's also a good way for us to showcase our talent as Filipinos, that we can actually compete with other, with Australians and Americans and other countries when it comes to being creative. And yeah, and it's a good place to, yeah.
And people will be seeing the Harmony Tree, Nostalgia Above, Let It Snow, at lahat ng mga iba pang installation, like light installations. It is one of the biggest, or maybe the biggest, free.
And it's free. Yeah.
Yes, and it's free. That showcases light, ideas, and music.
Yeah.
For the first time na merong installation na gawa ng Filipino at kasama ka sa mga collaborators, sa tingin mo, is this a start for Filipino artists to be encouraged to really put up their ideas?
Yeah, I do encourage mga Filipinos na kahit hindi na based sa Sydney or sa Australia to join for next year or in the years to come to submit their entries. Because I believe na yung mga Filipinos are very talented when it comes to innovation and creativity. I think we got what it takes to be able to join in any kind of festivals around the world.
And Vivid Sydney is one of the ways or venues or platform na pwedeng mapakita yon.
Yeah, for sure. And yun nga, when we were doing Harmony, meron akong nakita na mga Filipinos and I was telling them to like, oh, come visit Harmony. So, and I think they were also excited, and it makes us proud to be part of Vivid Sydney as well.
And hopefully, mas marami pang sumali next year o sa mga susunod taon.
Or maybe, baka sasali ulit kami next year. We'll see.
That's great.
Yeah.
Invite our listeners to see Harmony Tree, Nostalgia Above, Let It Snow, at syempre ang lahat ng installations ng Vivid Sydney.
I'm inviting everyone to come visit Harmony because it's a very good representation of us Filipinos living outside the outside the Philippines. It's about our experience living in a, you know, different na country and our parang It's not hindi naman struggle, but our experience living with different cultures, I guess. So Harmony is at the Botanical Gardens, and my other installation, Nostalgia Above, is at The Rocks in Kendall Lane. Tapos yung Let It Snow is at Hickson Road Reserve, sa The Rocks pa rin, pero sa parang sa tip ng The Rocks. And Vivid Sydney will officially open this Friday, I think May
24,
and it will run for 3 weeks, rain or shine. Yeah, no shine because it's evening. But yeah, come over and say hi to Rod and me.
So you'll be here?
Maybe not every night, but yeah, we'll be here.
Thank you very much, Renee-Ann.
Thank you for having us. And yeah, hello sa lahat.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.